Okay. So, nice in the Kail we've been learning some of the sugyas of Psua Daka. And sugyas that we don't usually have an opportunity to go through. But it's a very interesting yesaidas that were said in this sugya. And shailas, believe it or not, that come up, whether it's by people, or whether it's by animals, or whether it's by people who deal with animals. Yeah. So I'm going to try to cover the following subjects. We're going to talk about the Isur of Psua Daka. How does the Isur of Psua Daka apply to different operations that are done by humans, like prostate cancer, a lot of issues that apply to a Psua Daka when somebody who has a vasectomy and he wants to get married. So some ice mama shahaya a couple months ago that came to me, such a shailas that have to do what? What, vasectomies? You don't know vasectomy? Vasectomy is a process that many goyim do in order not to be moiled anymore. They don't want to have kids. So, Pasha, what they do is that they, inside their scrotum, which is the sac where the testicles are, there is a tube called the vas deferens. And the doctor cuts the tube, and he ties the tubes on both ends so that there can't be any more sperm. And that way the person's not moiled, believe it or not. So, so that's a real Psua Daka. So the question is, let's say they could do a reversal. We'll go into every one of those details. I'm just saying the titles. And then there's something that comes up, but it's not something that he could be moiled from. Then there's sometimes a person who has fertility issues. And they want to get zera, that's roi la zria. They could take zera out of the testicle itself, which was where the zera is being produced. And that's also a shaila Psua Daka that come out. And there's different ways how to do that nowadays. There's things called
taking out can make the person a Psua Daka.
Yeah. There's ways of like putting a syringe in and taking it out, or there's ways of mamish an operation to take it out, called tesi, micro tesi. Then there's also shailas regarding somebody buying a dog, or somebody buying a male dog or a female dog. Dogs go through processes of heat, is that they feel like they want to reproduce, and then they make a mess all over the place, and the women, they have their menstruation period dogs, and it's very uncomfortable. So the common process is that before somebody buys a dog, he goes, brings to the dog to be castrated or neutered. Spaying is a common word. All of these things are castration, and it's Yisur in the Torah Bar Tzeichem Leisasu Bein BeAdam Bein BeBehema. So it's in Mamish and Yisur Deraisa. Even a behemoth Tmeya. So it's a shailon when a person buying a dog, which Mamish last year, somebody we know in the community bought a dog. He had to know such a thing.
The community just asked me the shaila last week.
Right. These are Mamish shailas that come up, and last week there's somebody who is studying to be a veterinarian, and the bread and butter of a veterinarian is to do these subjects. So there are many, many shailas that come up in this subject. So it's kedai to at least to hear what the shailas are and what the different studim are on this shaila. So let's first talk about Siris Be'odam. So there's, as we know, there's an Isra of Psua Daka, Kris Shivcha Umoch. Yeah? So Moch is that crushed. If the testicles are moch, yeah, moch v'choshus, yeah. So the Gemara says the following. In Yevamis, these sugyas are in Yevamis, and it says in Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis, Amar Rava, Petsua Bekulon, Dach Bekulon, Kruz Bekulon. If a person is Petsua, or even if he's or if he's a korus, or if it's patsua, bein b'shenivtza a gid, bein shenivtza beitzim, bein shenivchuta beitzim. Whether the gid itself, here, I have a picture over here, whether it's the gid itself, obviously this is the gid, right? Or the beitzim, which is over here, or the chute beitzim, which is over here. It's going to be very important. to know what the three areas are. Any one of those three. So Rashi says the following: Bein bekulon beitzim v'gidei v'gid v'chutei habeitzim. So Rashi says, what's the iser of p'tua daka if it's going to be the chutei habeitzim? So Pasha's the chutei habeitzim is here. This is where the sack is. So this whole place, this is the chutei habeitzim. So if the chutei habeitzim are going to be cut, then the person is going to be a p'tua daka. The Rambam's lashon is not that if it's chutei habeitzim. That's the Rambam Daniel. It's also on the computer case. The Rambam says the following. Thank you.
The Rashi says either one.
Either one. And for our case, we're going to concentrate on, there's a lot of different cases of Petsua, but the Rambam, the Rashi says the Chutei Abeitim. The Rambam doesn't say Chutei Abeitim. The Rambam says like this. Nichrutu abeitim oy achasvim oy shenetzachasvim oy sheneducho oy shechasro oy shenigva reze pasul. Oh, here we go. Ve'ezib tzuadaka kol shenivtu abeitim shalai ve'krus shivcha kol shenichrus agit shalai u'beshloi she'evarin emshar shiyali bezachar begid ubebeitim beshvilin shebehem tizbashal shichva zera ve'hem nikrutu achutei abeitim. So the Rambam says, what's the gedder of what's going to be usher? Cutting the chutei habeitzim. Why? Because in the chutei habeitzim is nizbashel shichvas azera, and that's why it's usher. So the question is like this. A person's anatomy is the following. A person has over the chutei habeitzim. This is the testicle itself. This is called the epididymis. See, the epididymis. What is the epididymis? It's a layer on top of the testis that also there's sperm that's misbashal over there. And then it goes up over here. This is called the vas deferens. The vas deferens goes up and it surrounds. In the Chazal, they say that it goes around. This is the urinary bladder. This is where the urine is stored. Okay? And there's the tube of the urine that goes out over here to the gid. And also, the chut goes into the prostate gland, and the prostate is like it's a muscle, and it also ends up into the so the chutea azera, which is called the vas deferens, also ends up into the prostate gland, and it's an ifosa bayer. When a person ejaculates, so automatically the prostate gland closes the chutei azera, and the urine comes, the chutei of the urine, and therefore only the chutei azera comes in. So, it's only, I drew over here a second thing, but there's only, in a person, there's only one chut over here. There's only one chut in the gid itself, and there's only one, it's called the urethra. There's only one chut in the gid itself, and then the chutei azera, then there's the vas deferens, goes over here, but there's only one urethra, okay?
Now, what's the role of the prostate in general?
The role of the prostate is in order to hold the bladder. If I'm not mistaken, it's in order to hold the urine.
It's like a valve.
It also gives alkaline to the. It also gives alkaline to the zera. Right, because it gives sucrose and fructose to the zera. That way, the zera is not miskalkel when it comes into contact with vaginal fluids that have acid in them that could destroy the zera. This is mamish niflos ha'poyre, how all of it works.
So in other words, it produces. In other words, that's what I'm saying.
It strengthens the chutei azera.
Without it, can a person be moiled?
No.
So this thing is a ma'akif.
Yeah, but it's not part of the chutei. If a person doesn't have a prostate, doesn't mean that he's a p'tua daka. Well, the whole question is like,
even though he couldn't have children without it.
Right.
Even though it can't be moiled.
Right. We'll see. The Gemara, again, just to give a couple of Agdamas. The couple of Agdamas is like this. There's also another concept that we're learning in the Gemara.
The prostate gland is not called chutei beitzim. Right?
No. But the chutei beitzim go into the prostate gland. So in order to remove the prostate gland, you have to be koiris the chutei beitzim. You have to be koiris the chutei beitzim. So let me just be magdir one thing. Not every time a person is not moilid is he a psua daka. The Gemara says asaris bidei adam. They learn it from the pasuk, just like a mamzer is bidei adam, so too asaris is bidei adam. Just like a asaris is bidei adam. But if a saris is bidei shamayim, what is it that we're going to learn about? What does that mean, bidei shamayim? Or it means al yidei barakai re'emim, that's the lashon of Rashi, or al yidei choyli, and choyli is a big shayla in the poskim, Rashi and Rambam. If a person is saris al yidei choyli, and he loses her, he was born with a condition that he can't be moilit, that's not called a saris that he's going to be osir machmas psuadaka, even though he can't be moilit. The question is like this. When a person has prostatitis, which is that he has an inflammation of the prostate and it hurts very much, usually happens as a later age, or chas v'sholem prostate cancer, the common procedure is they have to remove. Now, whether it's he was telling me something, Vic was telling me something yesterday, but it's not true, that there's different types of way how to remove the prostate. There's robotic operations to remove it. Dr. Agustin confirmed with me, any way that you're going to remove the prostate, automatically, you have to cut the chutei abeitzim. And once you cut the chutei abeitzim, all of the poiskim, what do I mean by all? The Chalkes Yankov was asked this question, the Chazanish was asked this question, and then everyone came afterwards, was that if a person operates on a prostate, l'chayra, there should be a big issue of psua daka, because they are cutting the chutei abeitzim. That's the shaila at hand. There's an isser of serious for the doctor, and there's an isser even more seriously. Maybe if it's a sakonis nefashis, so he's allowed, but then this person is a chashev, the question of the Chagas Yaakov, he was a chashev a Talmud Chacham, married with 10 children, you know, he's 10 children, he's married with a wife that did it for many years, and the Chagas Yaakov was asked, it's a case that he has to divorce his wife, which, very nice, for one thing is for him, but Chagas Yaakov, what about his wife? She's, 60 years old, she's not going to get married again. It's a serious case of igun. So says the Chalkes Yaakov, we have to try to be chayter to find what's the right halacha over here, because it's serious shailas. When a prostate has to be taken out, then the chutei abeitzim automatically have to be cut. Once the chutei abeitzim have to be cut, then there's a serious shaila of suadaka. So the Chazon Ish has the yisoid. So the Tzitz Eliezer says right off the bat, chayter is tolin Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, the only isser is chutei abeitzim. Chutei abeitzim is only what's inside the scrotum of the beitzim. This on top is not chutei abeitzim. That's what he says in Rashi. Wow. But according to the Rambam, that's what he wants to say. Because chutei abeitzim means what you see that's inside the scrotum. In other words, over here, the scrotum. That's called chutei abeitzim. What?
Afterwards, it's just called Shvi Lazer.
Afterwards, it's only called Shvi Lazer. Masha Enkin, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a chut shebahem dispashal shichva sazera. Lachari says everything should be yasher. According to the Rambam, there should be an isser. That's the way Tzitz Eliezer starts off, and the Chalkes Yaakov also is oimid on this. Norvas, the Chazon Ish says that even if you want to say that shebahem dispashal shichva zera, which we'll examine in a moment. The Chazon Ish says, and he says the following lashon. He has one very, very important paragraph. A lot of people, even if they don't know these sugyas, they know this paragraph of the Chazon Ish. Al das kafia yadu al pi arayvim ashvilim nichnasim lo emek aguf ve'ayvrik moi chatzikeshes, yeah. Ad she nichnasim lagid ve'ayvrin derech lagid ve'zormin lachutz. Umid lo yiskiru b'gemaru paiske mashma de b'makam she'ashvilim bifnim. And it's only a problem if there's going to be the chutim of the outside. The beitzim and the gid and their chutim. He didn't say it. But not the internal guf. Even if through that he's going to be mistaris, he's like any other okar, and that drank something, he's still not in Isra of Suadaka. What? Yeah, and he doesn't explain why. He just says anything that's inside the goof. Now the Chalkes Yaakov also is Meir.
Because Lemaisa, you have the din of Moch, because the Gemara says, what's the Revusa? Because it says, even though it's not Nikr, it is Nikr, so it sounds like it's sort of a Pagam. stamen the aver more than
right,
stamen.
Right, and that's what the Chelges Yaakov says, so that the iser of tzedakah is only bekli hamishagel. How do you say hamishgal?
Hamishgal,
the kele, the genital reproductive organs. Anything that's inside is keilu. Let's say it's like somebody tapped Chas v'Shalom his spinal cord and he lost all types of recognition through his brain of an erection or something else that he can't be moiled. Hayitachin is not considered a psua daka. Same thing to over here. A person who has such a condition that his that the avarim apnim, it's something messed up in his internal organs. That's not the issue of psua daka. The Chazanish says that as a davar pashut.
No, but which is yeah, which is no, according to the Chazanish.
So according to the Chazanish, over here is chutim, the outside chutim, right? This is the kiss, and anything inside is not. And where they operate is over here. Over here. This is the prostate. Look, see, prostate gland. Right over here. This is where they cut.
Everything is inside the goof.
No. This is inside the chutim, which is hanging outside of the body of the person. That's where he has a mum. Let's say a korban. A korban will be possible on the mum of the testicles, not on the inside. Let's say somebody operates a prostate on an animal. Are they able to bring a korban? No, they're not able to bring a korban. It's the same thing. It's a mum. We're going to see soon what exactly the gedder is. Mamish fasting. Or Moshe has many chidushim over here. But that's what the Chazanish says.
That the Chazanish is based on a task?
No. That's what the Chazanish says. Now, Chelges Yaakov says the same thing, but he has a svarah drishver. He says that you see that in Chulin, there's ganza sugyas about the chutim inside an animal, what are considered trefes or what are not considered trefes. And over here, the Rambam doesn't discuss at all if any of the chutim inside a body, a person will become a psuadak or not. Vaistais, it's only the chutim outside, not the chutim inside. It's a little bit of a doichik because it's not so much that a person would have had an operation in those days inside a person's body. But Chelges Yaakov wants to say that. But the Chelges Yaakov brings another very stark araya. He uses the Rambam l'shitase. He uses the Rambam in his way. The Chelges Yaakov says that the Rambam said that the gedder of tzuadaka is by the base of shebehem tis bashal shichvas azera. Yeah. So he says that he spoke to Roifim Mumchim, and that the Shiv Vazir is only Mizbashel over here by the epididymis and a little bit by the Chut Ezer over here, the vast deference. But over here, where it goes into the Shvil Hazera, it's not already Mizbashel. He says it's not Mizbashel already in the Shvil Hazera. And therefore, he says that even according to the Rambam, that wouldn't be considered a Psua Daka. That's what the Chelges Yaakov wants to say. Now, if we're going to base ourselves on the Chelges Yaakov's Chiddush, the Igros Moshe also has a tshuva. He does bring the Chazanish also. But the Igros Moshe has a different mahalach. The Igros Moshe also wants to say, like this Chelges Yaakov, not like the Chazanish. The Igros Moshe wants to say that it's totally where the Shechva Zeres Mishbashel. And he says like this, even though it's going to pass into the Gid, and in the Gid there's a certain, that we know that if Nichras a Gid, question is like this: even though if Nichras a Gid, we know the person's a Psua Daka, the Shechva Zeres is not Nizbashel in the Gid, it was already Nizbashel all the way up here. So says the Igros Moshe, it's Mishbashel over here, it's not Nizbashel anymore inside, but on the outside again, it's Mizbashel once again, finally, before it goes out. So in the middle, it's not really Mizbashel, it's just making sure it doesn't get ruined. I'm just saying, that's all Igros Moshe. Now, if you're going to go with Igros Moshe and the Chelges Yaakov's Mahalach over here in the Sugya, that it's totally, where's Nizbashel Shechva Zera? Hypothetically, one could propose an argument that would be a revolutionary argument in this whole Sugya. I don't think it's Lehalocha, but one could possibly say like this. One of the big shailas is a person who has a vasectomy. He's Asher Lavo Bakal. I had somebody crying in my office. He said he had a vasectomy. He's going to have to spend $15,000 to have a reversal. He doesn't want to spend the $15,000 to have a reversal. Is there anything to do about it? The answer is, there's nothing to do about it.
Did he spend on having a vasectomy?
No, that's very cheap. It's very cheap. To have a reversal is much more common. You'll see why in a moment. But a vasectomy is basically that he explained to me yesterday, Dr. Eckstein, so is that they push it, they cut the tube over here, the vas deferens over here. Once they cut the vas deferens inside, that's inside the kiss, then they sew the two ends, because if you don't sew the two ends, it's naturally going to be mischaber again. It's mamish amazing. It's going to be mischaber again if they don't die. And if you're going to cut both ends and you're not going to sew them, so it's mamish a psua daka. The question is, when that happens, a person it really has no takana. He's a psuadaka. So if you're going to go with the Chelkas Yaakov and the Igros Moshe, Shebem Tizbash al Shech Vazera, modern day medicine shows that the bishul of the Zera happens 30, 40, 50, 80% sometimes in the testicle. And then it goes to this epididymis. This is like this little layer over here of tissue. And once it goes to the epididymis, then it's this bashal right over here. Already over here, where the vasectomy happens, according to modern day medicine, there is no more bishul of the Shech Vazera. So you could try to propose such a theory that it would be mutter according to Chelkas Yaakov and the Rambam. Lamaisa lehalocha, you can't pass in this way because it's not strong enough of a svara to be mater ad kedei kach a vasectomy. Because inside the guf, you have the chazanish that says it's muv lebetocha guf, and you have other strongest svaras. To say over here, how do you know, maybe there's a certain darg of bishul shech vezera that wasn't. It would be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And you would have to have somebody like Rav Moshe to be able to tell you that ad kedei kach bebrirus that you could do it. And it doesn't seem to be something that could be said. But it's interesting, according to their theory, maybe according to modern medicine, you could contend that it could be maybe a sniff or a smach whatsoever. Obviously, a vasectomy person is also a little bit. So we spoke about prostate. We spoke about a vasectomy also a little bit. Now, there's something very interesting.
Did you say that Rav Moshe says that it's only makom bishul? Doesn't Rav Moshe say that?
Yeah, but ad kedei kach, how does he, maybe there's still a little bit of bishul. Oh, because also, if you're going to start going with modern day medicine, you're going to go to modern day medicine, there's like this. There's another problem that they know that when a person, lo aleinu, has a vasectomy, and then they have a reversal. A reversal is that the doctor has to sit for 4-hour operation, a very tedious operation. He has to try to be mechaber these two shvilin again with microscopic nylon. And it takes, it's a very, very tedious job. And then it's maybe a 30% reversal rate that a person is going to be mailed. Yeah? Now,
so
even...
That he will or he won't?
That he will be.
Still only 30%.
I think 50%. I think
reversal is 50%. But the Ramosha says it starts at 30 and it could end up to 80. So there's at least 30. Second, here, you can borrow this.
If
you
help something, it's considered a reversal, it still causes...
What?
The fact that he artificially connected it makes the help something, maybe it's still a cause. So what? So the Zera technically just flies from one to the next. It has a little bit of nylon to keep it in.
Oh, so I'm going to get to that. What the gather is... But the gather, I'm going to say they're going to the gather of Ramesh. Oh, okay, we're going to speak about that in a moment. What the gather is, according to
him. They can make a synthetic gid.
Yeah.
And somehow that it should be my lead.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to see in a moment, because Ramesh wants to try to say that that's a gather. Now, wait. So the problem is like this. This is why you can't be Samech Hamhana Day Medicine. There is a certain chance after the vas deferens is put together that he's Mailed. Why is he not Mailed? Why is he not Mailed? So there are some theories that since for all these years it wasn't passing through, there's some back pressure that goes into the testicle. And there could very well be that there was a certain process of bishul that was happening even over here. No, so they don't know if it's back pressure or there was a certain bishul. So for all we know, there's going to be later on studies that are going to tell you in the chutei abetz himself, there also is a certain type of bishul. This is millions and millions of sperm cells going on over here. It's very sensitive. What's mizbashel? What's not mizbashel? So if you have a raya from the Torah, the Chazon Ish says according to the Torah, ivarim apimim or not, that's one thing. But if you're going to start going with modern day medicine, that the doctor is going to tell you over here is mizbashel, over here is not mizbashel, that to be mater isra d'oraisa, it's kimat crazy to do. It's kimat crazy to do. So. Rav Moshe speaks about that. He says, it's also, obviously, everyone, nobody says vasectomy. Nobody even has a habamina of vasectomy. No, nobody does. First, it didn't seem to be that modern medicine in those days was so sure that it was only at the epididymis, right at the epididymis, that it stops the bishul azer. It wasn't so sure in those days. Rav Moshe knew that inside over here it's not. But it wasn't mashva that in here it stops.
But they can't do a more of a chumradik of vasectomy. It's usually people that had it, let the iser.
They had a be'isr, right? No.
There's no medical purpose.
Technically, so that's another shiloh. Let's say a person, it wants to do a vasectomy. We know people in Los Angeles, they're all great, they want to do a lehalacha vasectomy. They want to do a lehalacha.
The doctor wants to be machmir.
Why should they go to this doctor? They're crazy. So let's say he wants to go up here and
he's the mumcheh, and he decides how he wants to do it.
Yeah.
He said it's not worth, he said
It's difficult. It's all, not only that, I had a shayla. Let's say a person, I had more of a more negeya than gashal. You think why? There's never going to be negeya. But let's say a Jewish guy wants to have his pet neutered. So maybe he could bring his dog and pay for expensive operation to have him neutered all the way up there in the next to the prostate. So then there's a shayla like this. The Chazanish says even though there's no iser of tshuadaka, but there's still an iser of sirus, of like shtias kais ikrin. It's not anything worse than kais ikrin. So therefore, the Chazanish says a prostate b'makam sakana would be aser. Ramesha argues on Chazanish. Ramesha says that since shtias kais ikrin is pashas only a derabbanan, not all derabbanans you could say only b'makam sakana is allowed. It could be this derabbanan b'makam tsar, even if it's not a makam sakana, b'makam tsar like gazur rabbanan. Ramesha wants to say. That's what Ramesha wants to say. So let's say it bothers him, but it's not a sakana. Rav Moshe is matir, Chazanish is still machmir. The prostate. But it's not a sakana yet. Usually it is. So usually it's allowed anyways. But let's say you have such a case. So machlokes is Chazanish and Rav Moshe. But Tzudaka for sure he won't be. Now there's another svara, which is this is Mamish gets into the lumdus of Tzudaka. Why to say that if somebody operates on the prostate, there's no issue of Tzudaka? Which is we mentioned that there's a svara that if a person is saris bidei shamayim, then it's not a problem. So machlekes, Rambam and Rosh, whether if a person al yedei choyli is also called Sarish Bidei Shamayim. Rambam says it's called Bidei Shamayim. He has right from the Tesefta. The Rosh argues. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam that Bidei Shamayim is called He's not called a Psuadaka. Bidei Shamayim is not called a Psuadaka. So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say that if a person became Lo Aleinu sick through prostate, and even though the chutei abeitzim are healthy, it's only the prostate that's done. So even the chutei abeitzim are healthy. But since, because he has to remove the prostate, he also has to remove the chutei abeitzim, that's called bidei shamayim. Rav Moshe says, it's not a svar. Rav Moshe says, the chutei abeitzim, lemaisi, you're being good. Yeah, what's the... But there is a shtikl mashmos in the Yerushalmi, like Rav Tzipei Sachfrang. There's a shtikl mashmos in the Yerushalmi.
It's still also to do serious,
Masaris. Yeah, but that's real serus. I mean, it's not real serus over here.
No, but I'm saying they drink a kaisel ikron before and then do the
mastectomy. I don't know. I didn't go through those pratim well enough. I don't know. Okay, so al kalpanim, we have over here the Rav Tzipei Sachfrank says there'd also be a heter of bidei shamayim, and others say it's not so pashut. Now, That's regarding prostate, and we spoke about vasectomies. Rav Moshe says reversal is vasectomies. If your person's going to be mailed another 80%, it's okay. Now, there's also another problem. Dr. Agustin was speaking to me about this, and Rav Moshe is matirin, and Dr. Agustin used to perform these operations all the time. So a lot of times, a person has fertility issues, and one of the reasons he has it is because there's a blockage in the vas deferens. There's episode blockage in the vas deferens. So the way the place, this is tremendous. The way that a doctor operates is that he's going to start performing a vasectomy. He's going to cut the vas deferens, and then he's going to be mechaber. He's going to be mechaber the two parts to each other again. In other words, he's going to remove the blockage. He's opened up the blockage, and he's going to be mechaber again. So Rav Moshe has a whole. I don't know. He doesn't say that.
They still do it.
They call. Well, how do they call the operation again? A vas deferens something. He called some fancy word to do that operation. Now, the question is that over here, your mamish, is the doctor allowed to perform such a surgery? And is the person who's a Jew allowed to have that surgery done to him? Because you're right that in 2 minutes after he cuts it, he's going to be mechabered again, or half hour, whatever the time is. But right now, he's making an iser of tzuadaka. It's major shaila. Here it's a major shayla.
Is it iser to make oneself?
Of course. So.
Or just that it's a marriage.
No, there's also iser sirus. Barat seichem leisaser. So there's two isurim over here. So.
Also, what the Rabbi Schlesinger spoke about, if you do an overage on them, you have to remove the other person's almanas to put in the other.
Yeah,
one.
That's also a shayla.
They have two anyway, so they just remove one and put in the other one.
That's by women. Women is more makeable. We'll see in a moment. So Rav Moshe says like this. He says, even though if you're being kairis, so l'chayr de zip tzuadaka, it says in big chiddush that since soif davar, as tachlis is l'rafua, to put it together, he says it's okay. So yeah, it's a big chiddush, because right now he's doing an iser of tzuadaka, but Rav Moshe's matter such an operation, and no place can argue on it. at least to our knowledge. We looked at all the encyclopedia, whatever. No, also, nobody argued.
I guess you can't really say this, but I mean, there's like a shtickle smack. I mean, if the whole Isser being Masaris present here, you're being
Ramesh doesn't mention that over here.
It's not a good story. But it's
because you're a Talmud from the base major of Ramesh, so you said this for, because you'll see in a moment. Ramesh says this for, like, I'll be something else. It says, this is, it leads us into our next subject. If somebody has, some people, Leinu, their sperm count is low, and since their sperm count is low, that means they can't reproduce so well. So they have such something called IVF. What does IVF mean? Is that they take sperm from the man, and they put it together with the ovary of the woman, and then they implant it into the lady. That's IVF, baby. There's whole Sfarim now written on IVF. It's the IVF, who's the real mother, and then the Yerusha, and the thing. And Baruch Hashem, many, many children of many of the G'dayli Yisroel and grandchildren of G'dayli Yisroel that had issues. There are a lot of Baruch Hashem babies IVF. It's very commonly done in Eretz Yisrael with hashgacha. We're talking about with the mother, the real mother and father, with hashgacha. There's Rav Schlesinger's. Nowadays there's hashgacha. I'm not getting into. I'm not discussing IVF. The question is, like, sometimes a husband has a fertility issue. So what do they do? So it used to be what they would do. Now they don't do this anymore so often. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I'll show you a mistake. That Rav Moshe has a tshuva. That what would they do? They would aspirate. In other words, they would suck out through a needle from the testicle. They would suck out some sperm. So Rav Moshe was asked whether that's a tshuva.
Isn't there a father?
So why? Because there's a shaila of testicle nikev kol shehu is asur. So Rav Moshe says. That since the whole geder of Ptsua Daka is in order so a person should be Mailid, over here, Adarabba, he's being Mailid. That's why Rav Moshe says there's no Isser. Furthermore, there's a Marshal.
That's a big Kiddush now,
isn't it? Furthermore, there's a Marshal that says that anything that is Litoyelis, that is a Ptsua Daka through a Raifa, that he knows what he's doing, it's not called a Ptsua Daka. Why? Because a roife is doing it on the contrary in order so it should be dead. It's not a krisas shalashchasa. It's a krisas roife. So according to that smach, Rav Moshe says.
It doesn't say anywhere going to be a krisas shalashchasa. So that's the definition of shalashchasa generally.
Right. So you could learn. In other words, if you're going to learn gzeres hakasa tzuadaka is usher, you're right. But it seems to be that the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos learns that the whole geder of sirus is because of pruervu. The whole gather of Tzirus is because of Pruervu. So Rav Moshe expands that. He says, it's Mamish, Geshmaka Chidushim, he has over there. But that's what Rav Moshe says, the gather. So therefore he says it's not a problem. So the issue is that I saw Machon Pua was asked the following. Machon Pua is something that deals with fertility issues. They were asked, is one allowed to people take out sperm nowadays in order to for the IVF. So they quote the Rav Moshe that it's allowed, Rav Oz, and also Mother, everyone allows. The problem is that the operations that are commonly used nowadays are, and this revives the chief rabbi Machiral told me, is that the operations that are done nowadays is not the operations that Ramesh was talking about. The operations that are done nowadays is something called TESI or micro-TESI. What's TESI or micro-TESI? What they do is that they actually go into the, they open up the testicle, or not so much, and they take out some of the tissue that's by the epididymis or by the testicle. And Rav Weiss told me that on that Ramesh is not talking about, because Ramesh is saying that Adarab it's Moilid. With these TESI operations, sometimes it messes up the testicles that it reduces their fertility chances.
Rav Schlesinger said that also, I think. He's talking about such a surgery where they go in and they find one or two.
Right, and Rav Schlesinger has a very hard time being Matir TESI. Sometimes people, the only way that they can get sperm is through TESI. Rav Schlesinger has a hard time. He says there's serious shailos of Ptsua Daka. No, Rav Weiss, he told me like this, Rav Weiss, there are some doctors that are able to go in and take just a tiny amount, very, very tiny amount, and they can even take it from the epididymis, which is over here. And on that, the Chazon Ish has a suffix. What's kolshu? He says mashu, it's not so sure, but says that Rav Weiss wants to be machadish, that any small shear, not really machadish, says any small shear that you can't see, that everybody is maida, it's not even a kolshu, that everybody is maida, that it's not, yeah, that is not a problem at all of Tzuadaka. And many, many, he told me that many children grandchildren were born through TESI or micro TESI, and that's fertility shadows that come up. Once again, Benjamin Weiss, he's Ravasha Weiss's brother in Montreal. He's mamish a big maven in all of these subjects. So that would be the issue. That would be the issue regarding fertility gabi men. Now, what about fertility gabi women? The Rambam says sirus shel nekeves pater aval aser. It's a tosefta, and it's all a Tos Kahanim. I'm sorry, and it's also a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and it says like this: that since women are not mitzvah and peraviravia, there's no iser sirus by them. Gemara says, "Aye, according to the mandomer that says that women are mitzvah and peraviravia, what's going to be?" So Gemara answers, "No, we're talking about a skein over akara." It's mash mamamish mefurish the Gemara that's totally in peru revu. Yeah, yeah. So the question is by sirus by negavis. So there are women. Yeah, there are women. So there are women who have something they want. They don't want to have children anymore. So it's called tubal ligation. In other words, that they tie up their chatzaitris. They tie up their ovaries. The fallopian tube, the ovaries. I'm not barkant in the women thing yet. I was dealing with the Pseudaka issues. So the Taz says, what's the reason? So the Gros says it's an Isser Deraisa. The Gros says it's an Isser Deraisa. And the Taz says it's Zerabana. We saw why is it not Deraisa. Taz says because it's inside the body of the woman. So she's called Chasmach to the Chazanish. Since it's inside the body, so therefore there's no Isser Deraisa.
Anything's inside the body.
Shkoyach, but the Taz says that's why the Torah wasn't Geyser. The Torah was only Geyser and Isra Shchatz on the outside, which would be considered maybe a mum in the base of Mikdash, maybe. You could start saying Torah, why? What's the gather of the Isra Ptu Adakar?
Everyone does hysterectomies.
No, that hysterectomy is something different. That's
taking
just,
out the whole uterus. It's worse than taking it. It's worse than tying the tubes.
No, that's Bimakim Sakona. That's Bimakim Sakona, that it's only at most.
It's not a.
Yeah, it's Bimakim Sakona. I think that's why they do it.
Yeah, that was because it's kind of
okay. Right. Oh, so the question is the following, Rabbi Say. The question is like this. This is all nice and dandy for humans. Now let's get to the real shayla, which is by dogs. Now what happened?
Dino was asked the shayla last week.
So spaying of the dogs, if you're going to perform a proper castration of dogs, it's a Isser Deraisa. So yesterday I asked Reb David Cohen about a certain veterinarian, and right away he starts yelling at me. He said, "What is this person? He's a Talmud of yours, and he's going through." He's not a Talmud of mine. He's going through a Talmud. He's going through veterinary school. He says, "What are you going to tell him? You want me to be Mater and Mr. Deraisa?" He starts yelling at me for 5 minutes. I don't know what's going on. He says, "That's their bread and butter. Well, what is he doing being a veterinarian?" I said, "Listen, I did
veterinarian, not vegetarian."
Veterinarian. Yeah, he goes. And he starts yelling. I told him. So first of all, you see that it's not a Jewish job to be a vet. It's not a Jewish job because he has to deal with Isser Deraisa. You have Velayla. That's most of their work. So I said, no, he's good. He's planning not on doing any seers. He says, what do you mean by that? I says, so at Grada, we have somebody who's the Davin in the Kehila. I don't know him. Rabbi Shneur Brander know him. That he's somebody who's in oncology. He's oncology in order to avoid these issues. But the Shaila is...
Animal oncology.
Yeah, animal oncology to avoid these issues. But this person who we're dealing with wants to go through a vet school and he has to perform one seers. L'chayr, there's no heter. He can be Mechal Shabbos even one time. So the shaila is the following: could we be matir in a case that they would that he said that maybe they'll let him perform on a female, then he is going to do the whole operation, and then he's going to ask a goy to cut. So the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Siman Hayes, if you'd gimel, says that there's two sfeikas. Number one, there's a suffix of a goy is mitzvah also alasiris. Then there's another suffix, amir la'akum is also asher b'kola yisurin. So there's a shayla mesechus above mitzia, whether b'kola yisurin, it's a tateku. It's a suffix, whether there's an amir la'akum by goy. So my cheshbon was the following. The Taz's sheet, as we mentioned, is that there's no siris by in the cable. And since this is, I'll tell you my question, and I'll tell you David Cohen's question. There's no seerus by a nekeva, and in other words, midoraisa, only the rabbanon. And the gather of the rabbanon says the Taz, why did they ask the rabbanon? Because the maisa is making a maisa behem a maisa ashchasa. That's why it's the rabbanon. But the Taz says when it's the tayelis for the animal, says the Taz, there's no issa the rabbanon. So according to the Taz, it should be allowed of here because the person is doing it for a tayelis. He's not doing maybe a maisa ashchasa. Now, on top of that, you could say that it's a shvut. That wasn't my shvut. That was Reb David Cohen said that at the end. So I'm just going to tell you what I thought. So I thought to say that it should be allowed. At most, it's an Isur Derabbanan. And there's a tshuva from Rav Unterman that says that on Isur Derabbanan, there's no Amir La'akum. So according to that, you'd be able to tell a goy to cut the chatzaitris himself, and that should be allowed. So he says, so Reb David Cohen said that it should be mutter because it's a trade Derabbanan. So it's a trade Derabbanan. Number one, if you want to say serious of the behemah, and also you could say that... that Amir La'akum and B'makam Pseida, he says it should be allowed. So he was maskim that should be such a heter. Otherwise, if a person is going to be a veterinarian, they're always going to come to the Shiloh. But let's say a Jewish person buying a dog, what is he going to do? I just have an aid to that. If the guy wants to spend a lot of money and he wants to do spaying, so maybe he could be Semech on the Chazanish. There's no mitzvah pruvu by dogs, right? Even in Los Angeles, there's no mitzvah pruvu by dogs. So if so, maybe if they cut inside the goof, it should be allowed according to the Chazanish.
When we got a cat, my family,
yeah,
20 years ago, so... we did with the SPCA in Australia wouldn't give you the cat unless
they spay. Oh, okay.
So you say, okay, so my father told them, look, I'll buy a cat, whatever you give me, I'll take. You want to give me a spay cat?
So it's not a mere lack, yeah. Right.
So usually the Kenyan happens before.
So that's what I told one of the guys over here in the Kihila that also was buying a dog. I said that you just ask for the dog whether it's spayed or not, and that they take care of everything themselves. I think we spoke to Poiskim about it afterwards.
You can't instruct them to do it.
You can't instruct.
They have such a quad, that's their problem.
Yeah, and they're Iver. They could be their Iver, the Yisr, but that's their issue.
They're Goyim.
Right, but you can't do a Lifnei Iver on Goyim. So before Shigemara, you can't do Lifnei Iver on a
Goyim.
You can't do Lifnei Iver on a Goyim. So you can't be Iver on Lifnei Iver.
Right.
And Messiah is also not so Pashit. So therefore, you have to be Nishmar. That's where the Shilas come in. So you have over here that let's say you want to buy a dog. So there's one way that you could do the internal removal that I haven't asked any Poiskim yet, but L'chari, that should be allowed. Of course, there's no Shti. It's not an Izer Shti's Kais Ikur in a dog. Another thing is that they have more expensive and non-practical ways of feeding dog birth control pills or giving them or giving them internal shots. Those things are not as geschmack, but that's what a firm person has to do if they want to get a dog. Now, if they don't want to do that, what maybe this eitzah that we have of cutting the chadrish inside, and if it's a female, it's much more meikel. If it's a female, it's much more meikel, because it's only a derabanan, and if it's for their tzayrich, even though we're not matir lechatchila, but if you tell a guy, it will be a derabanan and derabanan, that should be allowed. Go ahead.
Abba,